Jim, congratulations. I suppose one man made it a bit closer for you than you'd have liked, but decent enough win.
Yeah, great knock there by Cobby. You know, and if a bloke gets 110 and finds himself on the losing side, then obviously we've done something right today. Yeah, we've just had a long chat. You know, it's been an up and down tournament so far for us, and you know, knitting together that perfect game, or putting ourselves in a position that we're in now, where we've, you know, it's knockout cricket for us. You know, we're still not entirely happy with our performance today, and you know, we want to be getting 200 in that situation and closing that game out earlier to make sure that we have a really dominant performance. I know 17 runs is still quite a big win in T20 cricket, but you know, we're just setting those standards really for ourselves to make sure that we are really honest where we are with our bat and ball. You know, that's the first time we've set in the competition, which is bizarre to get, you know, over the halfway point. And you know, it's just having that communication between our batters and make sure that we're definitely getting above par scores when we're setting.
Was that a conscious decision to do something a bit differently by batting first? Because apparently that's the first time in 3 years you've won the toss and batted first.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's... Well, we haven't done it yet, so let's do it. We've wanted to do it the last couple of games, but we've lost the toss, so it's just so happened we've been bowling every time. But we thought it was a wicket. We had a bit of grass on it, would have had a bit of pace, and we backed ourselves actually to get a good score and close the game down, which we did, you know, without Cobby, you know. That would have been a far more impressive win, but you know, he batted very, very well.
And your own batting performance, it seemed to be a little bit more all-round than it has been in some games. A lot of players contributed something, didn't they?
Yeah, well, when we've been successful, we've won by 8 wickets, so we've just top four have done the job and absolutely nailed it. And then Wokesy's played a, you know, fantastic knock there. You know, we thought we'd get our money's worth out of him if this is the last time we're going to see him for a while. So we shoved him up the order, and he paid us back brilliantly with a really good knock, which kind of, you know, saved our blushes a little bit with where we lost our way a little period before then, and you know, we ended up scoring 100 off the last 8 overs, which got us out of a situation where I don't think 160 would have been enough, which it obviously wouldn't have been.
I mean, have you considered doing things completely differently, changing the balance of the team significantly, or trying something a little different?
Well, at the moment, we've a couple of injuries to guys who are actually, you know, who are on the periphery. So Sibbs has got a bit of a tweak in the side, and Boyd went down with his back the other day, and even Josh Poison's just tweaked a hip flexor. So there's options there where we go with the ball, and there's options with the bat that we could possibly go. But having not given ourselves a proper go, you know, batting first, you know, we've either been chasing par scores and we've nailed it, or maybe chasing very above par scores. So you're just dictated by the run rate. So you have to work out, actually, is that a good effort to get as close as we did? We haven't really been able to assess our batting from 1 to 7, you know. So we're now in a position now where that's our first real opportunity, and we've got a very short amount of time to say, right, let's just go out there. You know, we're a dangerous team now. You know, we've got nothing to lose. It's all in front of us now to take on each team we play against. And you know, they may be above us in the table, but we don't fear any of those teams. And if we go out with that kind of mentality that the next ball is the most important ball, you just never know.
Do you think you have to win 4 out of 4 now to qualify?
Oh, definitely, I think so. We wanted to win 6 out of 6 when we were at the start of this little three-game burst, but you know, it didn't happen at Derby. So yeah, we've got to just take. I don't want to be relying on anything else other than what we can control, which is getting 2 points every time we play.
And you've obviously got difficult games remaining.
Yeah, you said they're difficult, but any team can beat anyone in this. And we've got enough players in this team that can win and play the perfect game and win us a game of cricket. So, we don't, like I said, we don't fear any of those teams we're going to play against. You've got two games against the Lancs team, against Notts. And, you know, it'd be nice to come up against Worcester in the last group game, having to win to qualify, and then wreak some revenge for the RL50, where I thought we were quite hard done by not to qualify in that.